In the South, it's always college football season. And the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Now more college football talk with the king of college football. It's the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the Chuck Oliver Show. Same as Hour 1, same as every other day. The details change, but it is 2 hours of college football conversation all week, all year. It is all we do. If you ever miss a program, or maybe, for instance, you were listening Hour 1 and you thought, oh my gosh, I'm a Louisville fan. I loved everything we heard from Alex Cupper, former Louisville offensive lineman, color analyst on the radio team. I was driving. I didn't catch everything. Whether you missed it or you heard it and want to hear it again, whatever the case, if you go to the App Store, you can get the Southern Sports Today app, the SST app, and it's free. You put it on your device. You push one button. Instantly, it's me talking college football. It could not be easier. Go to the App Store, get the Southern Sports Today app. You push the button. The most recent show that we've done instantly starts playing. And then the next day, it gets updated with the most recent show again, and that's how it is every single day again. So you get the app at the App Store, free SST.
Everything you need to know about college football every single day. This is CFB 365.
Headline. This is straight from the NFL. 103 players declare for 2019 NFL draft. That would be 103 players who still had college eligibility remaining, because if you're out of eligibility, you don't actually have to declare. They just kind of write your name on a card if they want you. 103 players, and you can go look at the entire list. Keep in mind, folks, there's only it's a little different every year. You can't just say 32 times 7. There are 32 teams, 7 rounds, so there's 200 and what, 20, would that be 224? There are always compensatory picks, beginning, I think, after the third round or the fourth round, and so you're going to wind up with about 250, between 250, 260 selections most seasons after all the compensatory picks are added for losing a free agent, for instance, somebody else signs. Almost half of those are underclassmen. There's going to be a lot of players that don't get drafted, but understand that when you see some of those names, for some of those kids, it doesn't really matter. There was nothing for them to go back to college or to that college, to that program. There's nothing for them to go back to. So you have all kinds of different personal situations. We always look at this list and we evaluate it strictly from the standpoint of, well, how good was he in college? Can he get drafted? It's not the same measuring stick that everybody else has when they're declaring, I promise. A couple of other headlines, and they almost all involve transfers. Miami makes addition of Ohio State transfer Tate Martell official. Yes, the U has announced. And I always say you can get sources close to the situation or his high school coach or whatever. When I hear from the player or the school, not even the player's family, when I hear from the player or the school, that's when I start to kind of believe on things. And the U has announced Tate Martell. I think the kid can play on Saturdays, not on Sundays. Again, Kyler Murray's too dang small. He's about 5'10". But he is going to go down to Miami, and he'll probably be the best quarterback they've had in that program talent-wise, because I think he can play on Saturdays. It might be, since, my gosh, Larry Coker was there. Speaking of talented quarterbacks, headline, Kyler Murray gives Oklahoma back-to-back Manning Award winners, obviously following on the heels of Baker Mayfield. This is the difference with the Manning Award is it takes into account your postseason. And so Kyler Murray wins the Manning Award. Headline, UCF confirms addition of Notre Dame QB Brandon Winbush. Told you about that yesterday. And finally, Tennessee expected to be new home for Georgia transfer D'Angelo Gibbs. Consider yourself up to date. Now, we're going to hop out of here and talk to Kelly Quinlan about Georgia Tech in just a second, but I do want to mention some more about D'Angelo Gibbs before we do go. I just gave you the headline there. And it was Tennessee expected to be new home for Georgia transfer D'Angelo Gibbs. Well, who's D'Angelo Gibbs? If you are driving around right now, you're in Pascagoula or you're in Ocala or maybe you're up in Lexington, Kentucky. You're listening wherever you're listening. D'Angelo Gibbs was a Georgia player the past 2 years, at least by scholarship. He was a Georgia player. Didn't get on the field much. And honestly, I can't tell you how much he played it, very much at all. But if we go back 2 years, the last signing day that was still the traditional beginning of Wednesday, Wednesday, beginning of February, the traditional signing day. If we go back 2 years, D'Angelo Gibbs was a four-star kid in Georgia's 2017 recruiting class. He was a safety. He was rated as the number four safety in America. Now, this is the big thing here. The number six player at any position in the state of Georgia. I've told you about this, that when you're talking about the big four or in Georgia, Florida, Texas, California, that's probably in inverse order. Louisiana, North Carolina after that, y'all all know this. You know what I believe about those. Even when you get to the next states like Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, some of those really just good states. When you're the number six player, for instance, at any position in a state like Michigan or Pennsylvania or Ohio, that's really good. You're the sixth best player or the sixth highest rated player coming out of one of the big four, such as Georgia, like D'Angelo Gibbs did. That means a lot. And he's the number 49 recruit overall in that class from 24/7 Sports composite board. What you have is a guy that can play. He just hasn't. He actually appeared in six games as a true freshman, didn't produce, didn't do anything of note. He had it was unspecified injury, I believe, or quote issues. I think there was a shoulder problem, but I can't swear to that, and I don't want to tell you medical stuff. I think he had a shoulder issue, but he played some as a true freshman at the beginning, and didn't play any, I don't believe, over the second half of the season where Georgia made a run to the national championship game. Last year, didn't participate in spring practice, wasn't enrolled in classes. He did go back and enroll in summer classes. And then appeared in another few games, but didn't really produce anything for Georgia. So he's played in a few games over the past two seasons, but hasn't made plays. He's been on the field some. Keep in mind, he is a cousin of current Vol safety Nigel Warrior, who is from about a half hour away from where Gibbs played in his senior year in Georgia. So he'd be joining his cousin up there on Rocky Top. And again, he's actually going to play wide receiver, I'm being told. That's the report out there. So I hope he finds some success. I hope whatever it is that has been the speed bump in his transition from Friday nights to Saturday afternoon, I hope that kind of gets worked out, because you like to see a kid succeed a little bit, get a little success on that resume. And so far for D'Angelo Gibbs, it's either been an injury or maybe a suspension or not enrolled or I'm coming back, I swear. And now he has just found a new home, and that might be best for everybody.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-446-3379. 800-446-3379. 800-446-3379. 800-446-3379.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-535-6163. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-535-6163. That's 800-535-6163. Again, 800-535-6163. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.